Silence. It is not a common occurrence in my life, and perhaps neither is it common in yours. Memorable moments of profound, meaningful silence can be counted on my hands. One experience with silence inspired the poem that I just read. Growing up in Wisconsin, ocean tides remain mysterious and wondrous to me. When my husband Peter and I saw a sign for Reversing Falls in Pembroke, Maine, we decided to explore this event. Studying the tide chart, we planned our visit to correspond with the twice daily change from high to low tide. It was memorable. We watched and listened as the waterfall disappeared and the seawater reversed direction. The moment of reversal was marked by silence. The surrounding chatter of squirrels and chipmunks, the chips and cheeps of birds stopped. A hush followed by total silence occurred. The waters of the vast Atlantic Ocean current stopped in this inlet with the tidal pause respected by humans and wildlife. The ocean and the world surrounding it held its breath before it exhaled again with the new tide. Silence was the power of this inspirational moment. Silence is not only powerful, but a gift. Recently, I watched the movie Won't You Be My Neighbor that came out this year about Mr. Rogers. In the movie, the famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma described being interviewed by Mr. Rogers. He explained that silence was one of Fred Rogers' keys to successful interviews. Apparently, Mr. Rogers would ask a question, and after the guest gave an answer, Fred would not say anything. In this conversational gap, the attentive silence of Fred would encourage his guest to add to their original answer. This expanded answer provided a deeper understanding and a more meaningful interview. Fred's silence provided his listeners with the gift of personal insights rarely revealed in other programs. I realized also that there is a sidewalk poem in our neighborhood that features silence. It says, sometimes the silence is all we really need to hear more clearly. I find it a challenge to be silent and to carve out space for silence in my life. When I do embrace the silence of the outside world, from snow falling to tides reversing, my inner world is renewed. May we accept the challenge of silence and experience its powerful gift.
I love the noises we hear in the silence, especially the babies. The hymn that we're going to sing a little later goes like this. Voice still and small, deep inside all, I hear you call, singing. In dark and rain, sorrow and pain, still you remain, singing. Calming my fears, quenching my tears, through all the years, singing. This is one of my favorite hymns. It's so simple, and yet the melody really sticks with you. The song says that there is a still small voice inside of us, inside of each and every single one of us, and that little voice has the power to heal, to calm, and to provide for us if we will listen to it. Some people call that still voice their conscience. Some call it their soul. Others call it God or Buddha nature. Whatever you call it, I invite you to cultivate it. The story we heard earlier about our Unitarian ancestor Theodore Parker and the turtle remind us of the power of that still small voice and how if we don't pay attention to it, it might stop talking to us. Providing the gift of silence to ourselves and to others, as Connie talked about, can be a real challenge, especially in our world that tells us that we need to be busy, busy, busy. If there's a moment's pause, something is broken or wrong. We feel like we should check our phone or fill the silence space with music or the news or chatter. Now, I'm an extrovert, and so silence only comes to me kicking and screaming. I struggle finding my still small voice because, as an extrovert, I think best out loud. That's part of what it means to be an extrovert. But I know that when I allow myself the spaciousness for silence, once the kicking and screaming dies down, I hear my own spirit more clearly. And so we will pause again in a moment for the extended practice of silence. It is a practice. So if you sense that your mind is wandering or you have the impulse to fight against the silence, to check your phone or read the announcements on the back of the order of service, breathe. It's okay to have all of those impulses. It's totally normal. But I invite you to just take a moment when you feel those impulses and find your heartbeat. You can use your hand, put it against your neck or your heart, and then breathe deeply into that heart space. And then center your mind back. It's okay that it wandered, but invite it back to the center and ask yourself, what do you want, little voice?